Come back to Chicago.
To Chicago.
Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
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 Shy City. Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
The Mega Monday Morning Quiz. Today is about politics. Sue, you want to play? You're on the air.
I do.
I'm going to give you that mega hoodie that you've always wanted if you get them all right.
All right. I didn't know what I was calling in for, so we'll see how this goes.
So you don't like your chances. That's what you're telling me.
Yes. I'm hoping Mary will help me out.
Oh, Sue, is this politics?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it multiple choice?
Yes, it is. Here we go. Question number one. Election day is tomorrow. It is a tradition originally scheduled on Tuesdays to accommodate whom? It's a tradition. And listen, it's multiple choice. We vote on Tuesdays to accommodate A, businessmen and women, B, farmers, or C, people from small states. Why do we vote on Tuesdays? To accommodate business people, farmers, or small staters?
I'm going to say small staters.
She says small staters. Mary says what?
I would say farmers because everything always revolves around the farmers. Including the time change.
Sue, do you want to change your vote or do you want to leave
it the
way?
You know, I'm going to change my vote. I'm going to change
go with farmers.
The
correct, the correct answer is farmers.
Ooh,
yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Well done.
Don't know why, though. Do you, Jen?
Because it was, in theory, back in the day, they would come into town and it would take them a day. I don't know.
You don't know.
Here we go. Question number two. How many mail-in ballots were requested this year? 66 million, 11 million, or 130 million? How many mail-in ballots
requested?
Requested. 66 million, 11 million, 132 million.
I don't know why that 66 is in my head.
Mary,
I don't know.
Like 66.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
66 million is correct.
Yes.
Who was the first black woman U.S. senator? Who is the first black woman to serve in the United States Senate? She was from Illinois.
Oh, I know this one. Go ahead. Give us A, B, and C, right?
No, you're on your own on this one.
What?
What? Oh.
She's got three names. Right?
Yeah, keep going, Mayor.
Oh, Carol Moseley Brown?
Do you think it's Carol Moseley Brown? What do you think of that, Sue?
That's it, yep.
Carol Moseley Brown is correct. You ladies have not missed one. Who is Illinois' longest-serving governor? This person served longer than anybody else as Illinois' governor. Who is it?
Not sure on that one.
I'm from Wisconsin.
As a hint, he did not go to jail, so that eliminates half of
them.
Oh,
yeah,
there.
Okay.
The correct
Thompson?
Answer is Jim Thompson.
Yes.
Mary has not missed one. Sue hasn't either. Mostly because Mary's getting them all right.
I didn't get that one right.
She said she's from Wisconsin.
How many
help the Wisconsin.
How many days does Illinois have to count the ballots after tomorrow? How many days do we get? One day, 10 days, or 14 days? 1, 10, or 14?
Go ahead, Sue.
I thought it was until Friday, but that doesn't make sense.
Well, longer.
Answers.
What do you think, Mayor?
2 weeks.
14 is correct.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding. Well, this isn't fair because you're not from Illinois. Illinois has how many congressional Illinois has how many congressional representatives? 10, 15, or 18?
Oh, boy.
18.
18 is correct.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go. Good job.
Finally, what is the name of our lieutenant governor? What is the name of the second highest ranking congressional or constitutional officer in the state of Illinois? Who is our lieutenant governor? You got JB and then you got who?
Oh, I should know this. Terrible.
Mary, do you know this?
I should. I will as soon as he says it.
I had my producer look it up because he said, I'm pretty sure I know, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Is it Juliana Stratton? And she said, yes, it is. Ding, ding, ding.
I knew it was a woman. I just couldn't.
That doesn't count. Oh. So congratulations, Sue. You only got one wrong, and therefore you get the entire hoodie from our friends at Mega.
Yay.
Not just one sleeve.
Thank you so much.
Well, good luck to you all up in Wisconsin. They're a little stricter about the voting and vote counting up there, so I wish you all well.
Yes, they are. I voted last week, so I'm good.
Thank you, Sue. You're